Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I am a CPA, CFP professional, and AEP. On the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org or on the WDIY app, as well as many streaming services. Welcome to the show. Today is November 19th, 2025. We have a pre-recorded show this evening highlighting our community in action with some very familiar names doing what communities do, supporting each other. New Bethany, Provident Bank, Jandal Farms, and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. We invite you to join us and learn ways that you can be a partner as well and the ripple effect of that. We have a group initiative here with representatives from those same organizations, New Bethany, Provident Bank, Jandal Farms, and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I want to introduce our guests to demonstrate the depth of their commitment and impact they have on the community. Representing New Bethany, I have J. Mark Riddle. He's executive director of New Bethany to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, dedicated to addressing homelessness, food insecurity, and poverty in the Lehigh Valley. He's been instrumental in transforming the organization into a leading force in social innovation and community service with a background that bridges academia and real-world application. Mark is widely respected for his thoughtful leadership and unwavering commitment to addressing critical issues at home. He's been executive director of New Bethany since 2018, and prior to that had been vice president of impact at the United Way Greater Lehigh Valley. Under Riddle's leadership, the organization has tripled in size since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, growing from a $1 million to a $3 million operation. He's overseen the renovation of New Bethany's Choice Food Pantry and the expansion of housing options. He's also leading the build of one of the region's first holistic walk-up health centers free of charge, expanding practical services for those individuals ready to carry forth their pathway to prosperity. In addition to his work at New Bethany, Riddle plays a prominent role in regional housing advocacy. He was appointed to the Bethlehem Housing Authority Board in 2022 and has served in a leadership role for the Lehigh Valley Regional Housing Association Board since 2016. His work is characterized by a collaborative approach bringing together nonprofits, government agencies, and community stakeholders to create sustainable change. Representing Provident Bank Foundation, Samantha Plotino, a respected leader and visionary in philanthropy and nonprofit funding, she serves as vice president and executive director of the Provident Bank Foundation. She manages the foundation's endowment and grant partnerships, implementing the foundation's strategic vision and priorities to build strong and healthy communities by empowering individuals on their path to economic self-sufficiency and addressing the multifaceted issues that perpetuate the cycle of poverty. A believer in the power of giving back, Sam is dedicated to investing in the diverse and vibrant communities that make up Provident Bank's marketplace and leveraging the foundation's giving by connecting her 1,800-plus colleagues at Provident Bank, Beacon Trust, and Provident Protection Plus with community engagement opportunities. Representing Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Matthew Berry joined the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in January 2022 and currently serves as the Vice President of Marketing and Entertainment of the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. He is based in Allentown with 10 years of experience in minor league baseball. Outside the ballpark, Matthew enjoys spending time with his wife, exploring the many food and entertainment offerings around the Lehigh Valley, as well as representing the Iron Pigs charities. Luke Jandal, unable to join today, but shares his commitment to the community. Luke serves as vice president of the Jandal family of companies, helping lead initiatives across agriculture, beverage, real estate, hospitality, and community partnerships. Luke oversees operations at Jandal Farms, brand growth for A-Treat, major real estate developments through Janda Land Company, and plays an active role in transformative projects such as the Lehigh Valley Town Center and the Highland Commercial Center. He's also involved in expanding the family's hospitality and footprint, including the club at Twin Lakes and Mosulem Springs Golf Club, where he focuses on guest experience and long-term strategic improvements. Guided by four generations of family values, Luke is committed to philanthropy and community impact, supporting organizations throughout the Lehigh Valley with a focus on children, families, local health initiatives such as the Miracle League of the Lehigh Valley, LLS, and PCFLV. These organizations are partnering to hold the annual Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive on Friday, November 21st, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. This is why we've brought all these great people here today to talk about this. Residents are encouraged to visit the ballpark to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey. The frozen turkeys will be collected in a refrigerated truck and stored until distribution to area nonprofit agencies later that afternoon. Please note that turkeys will not be distributed to individuals from Coca-Cola Park. To tell us more about the history of this, New Bethany Executive Director, Mark Riddle. Thank you, Mark, for coming. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Those are some impressive introductions.
Well, you are all impressive people. I'm thrilled to have you. So let's talk a little bit about this endeavor.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, New Bethany, we do both food and housing work. We provide wraparound services. And every year, and we've been doing this for 40 years, we provide a Thanksgiving meal. We provide one to people who need one on the day of Thanksgiving, but we also distribute both turkeys and sides in the days leading up to Thanksgiving. And we've been doing that for a very long time. And here's what has happened over time, is that we have 350 people, families that we need to get turkeys out to, and we would solicit our board and community members and just people who support New Bethany. And what has happened the first year that I got there in like 2018, and I think it has been going on for before that, is that we get extra turkeys. And there's turkeys everywhere, and people are donating turkeys, people are very generous, and we didn't know what to do with the extra turkeys. And so our food access director would just kind of like drive up and down Southside Bethlehem, literally throwing them out of her window practically, like, do you need a turkey? Do you need a turkey? That kind of thing. And so we came up with the idea to actually just ask the local schools, the local nonprofit organizations, perhaps maybe smaller grassroots organizations that don't have as much reach in terms of how to solicit turkeys, or just, I don't know, maybe it's a larger mailing list, I'm not even quite sure. But we ended up, we now have a waiting list of 1,700 across the entire Lehigh Valley with names. And that's how many turkeys we distributed last year. And we still end up, I'm sure this year it'll be over 2,000. And there's always some families that end up not getting turkeys because we didn't collect enough. And we're collecting 2,000 turkeys. So this is a thing that we do for the entire community, for the entire Lehigh Valley. And I will say, we do this in a single day. We don't have storage. So we collect in the morning, and in the afternoon, every turkey that gets donated in the morning will go to a family by that evening. So that is an impressive part of this drive, I think.
Wow, that's an incredible endeavor. And I'm a very emotional person, and I don't know how I'm going to get through this show without crying. So how did you connect with Provident Bank?
Yeah, well,
It
started with New Bethany because we had the extra turkeys, and Bob Price was an executive at Provident Bank, and he was on the New Bethany board for years. And he led the board effort to get turkeys to our families, the 350. And after a while, we realized that there was a storage issue, and he volunteered a cold storage vehicle to store the turkeys on the day, you know, get them in the morning and do in the afternoon. Even during a single day, you need storage. So he helped out with that. But then he would also solicit donations to purchase turkeys from both board, and then he would go to his friends, and his friends would donate money, and we would purchase turkeys that way, or they would donate turkeys directly. So Bob is the reason that this blew up in the way that this blew up. And that's kind of where Provident Bank stepped in. And then after that, Iron Pigs, after that, Jandal. And maybe we'll get more partners by the end because people really want to be a part of this.
This is wonderful, and I love these stories. We want to hear more about this, and we're up on a break. So we will be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
For the past three decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1. Tonight's show, Communities in Action, and I'm joined with representatives from New Bethany, Provident Bank, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and in absentia at Jandal Farms, but we'll introduce them later as well. We just heard from Mark Riddle of New Bethany talking about the mission, how this all started, the original nuggets that got it going. Mark, can you talk a little bit about New Bethany? Introduce your organization as well, because while we're here promoting the Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive, and we want to welcome the community to join in that, in donating, et cetera. And again, that is November 21st, Friday, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park. I also want to highlight the ongoing, everyday commitment in the community that all of your organizations have. So, Mark, could you tell us a little bit more about New Bethany?
Absolutely. And we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So we were founded in 1985. And, you know, we offer hope and support to our neighbors who experience poverty, food insecurity, homelessness in the Lehigh Valley. And we're formerly known as New Bethany Ministries. We've been New Bethany, Inc. since 2018. But we used to be a subsidiary of the Episcopal Church, and that's who founded us. And without the Cathedral Church of the Nativity and the Episcopal Diocese of Bethlehem, we would not exist today. They secured our properties in the 80s. They brought together different ministries of churches who were doing soup kitchens, and we pulled it all together to a single site in the 1980s. We have served, over that 40 years, 1.1 million meals, hot meals, to people in that period of time. And even more if you want to start counting the number of meals that people make from the food pantry and all of that. 2,000 residents over that period of time have come through our housing. We have 54 units of housing today, from various permanent to short-term transitional, long-term transitional, subsidized different types of housing that we have. I'll say that we believe that all people, regardless of your circumstance, should be treated with dignity and care, without judgment. And so no one who seeks help is turned away. So if we don't have a service for you, we know who you can call, that sort of thing. We have a lot of partners who come in and will do services on site. We offer those wraparound services that's designed to sort of remove barriers and sort of help people and families reach self-sufficiency, whatever that means for them. So when you look at our logo, there's sort of like a swoosh sort of that wraps around our name. We like to think of that as a pathway. So everyone who enters New Bethany comes at a different point along the path. You might be, and right now this is a thing, homeless on the canal in a tent. You come in for a meal and then receive services from there. But you might have a place that you stay. You might have an apartment, but you're afraid you're going to lose it. Or you just lost childcare, or you need help with benefits. We'll help you there too. And so wherever you are along that way, we'll help you get to the next place that you want to go, that you have as your goal. And that's a little bit about what we do. That's 1.0 for the first 40 years, and we are working on plans for the future to expand our operations because there is a growing need.
Always, always. And I can't help but, as Mark was talking, Matt from the Iron Pigs, when he was talking about the pathway and people taking their path, in my mind, I was visualizing the ballpark and home run and, you know, the home plate. We go to first base, we go to second base, we go to third base. And sometimes, you know, we have to go back. And sometimes we make it all the way around. And sometimes we have to steal that base. And that could be help of others. You know, we see opportunities. So thank you, Mark. And I couldn't help but see that analogy when you were talking about it. And to welcome Provident Bank, Sam Plotino. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And do you want to tell us a little bit about Provident Bank Foundation? Because that's who you're here representing today,
yeah,
as well as the whole organization.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us here. So Provident Bank was established in Jersey City, New Jersey, back in 1839. We are the oldest community-focused financial institution in the state of New Jersey, and it's wholly owned subsidiary of Provident Financial Services. The bank has grown tremendously over the years. We entered the Lehigh Valley, I guess, about 14 years ago, and now we have grown to be nearly a $25 billion financial institution serving communities in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and parts of New York as well. We offer, on the banking side, a customized range of financial solutions, wealth management services, insurance through our subsidiaries of Beacon Trust Company and Provident Protection Plus. The Provident Bank Foundation was established in 2003 when Provident Bank went public on the New York Stock Exchange. The leaders of Provident Bank decided that they wanted to not just, you know, be good at business, but really be good for the community and do good in the community. And so they established an endowed foundation that I have the honor and privilege of managing and overseeing for the last almost 10 years. The Provident Bank Foundation provides grants and financial support to nonprofit organizations across those marketplaces in those three states, one of whom is New Bethany. And we've had a longtime partnership with New Bethany on the foundation side. And that has continued to grow on the banking side as well through this turkey drive and relationships like that folks like Bob Price had with the organization.
Mm. So is that where that started, the New Bethany connection, was Bob Price, or did Bob Price get involved because you were already involved with New Bethany? Do you know?
Going back to that history? That's a good question. Bob Price was the heart of the Lehigh Valley. He was, you know, Mr. Lehigh Valley, especially for us in Provident Bank. And so I believe that, you know, his relationships here and the work that he did for many, many years prior to Provident even being in the Lehigh Valley really helped to bring about this relationship between our organizations.
So at the Turkey Drive, November 21st, I want to keep plugging that,
Thank you.
November 21st, and the time was from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park. You're going to have representatives from the bank there.
Absolutely.
Helping. Collect
turkeys.
Lots
of volunteers.
Yes. It's definitely, it takes a lot of muscle, a lot of people and incredible partners to make this event happen. And so, yes, we'll have volunteers from Provident Bank, New Bethany, the Iron Pigs, as well as some of our other partners in the community.
And it is named the Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive now, and that's been for the last couple years because we've lost Bob Price.
Yes, that's correct. So in 2017, Bob was on the board of New Bethany, and the board members were tasked with helping to collect frozen turkeys to meet this, you know, unmet need. And they were challenged with collecting about 100 turkeys. And so Bob came to Andrea and folks at Andrea Reed and folks at Provident Bank and said, why don't we set up a little pop-up frozen turkey drive at our Madison Farms branch? And we'll get a refrigerator truck from my friend Tom, and we'll bring everybody together and we'll just see what we do and see what happens. And I think that first year we collected about 50 turkeys, but it has steadily grown and grown and grown over the years. And I remember the year that we broke that 1,000 turkey goal. I think we all kind of shed tears of joy and jumped up and down. You know, we were updating the numbers of turkeys collected, just celebrating. And now here we are, you know, with this somewhat Herculean effort of 2,000 turkeys, but it is definitely within our reach because of the community partnerships that we have here in the Lehigh Valley.
I love the community partnerships and also Bob's vision and passion for this too, which I'm sure, as you said, that he's very well connected in the community.
Yes, he was.
And people are carrying out his dream with that. So I'm really excited about that and hope that it's one of your most successful turkey drives, because it has such an impact, especially right now in our community. Folks, we are talking with members of New Bethany, Provident Bank, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and Jandal Farms, we'll talk about in a minute. And we're talking about communities in action and the Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive, which happens November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park. Residents are encouraged to visit the ballpark to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey, and the frozen turkeys will be collected in a refrigerated truck and stored until distribution to area nonprofit agencies later that afternoon. That as well takes a Herculean effort, and we'll talk more about that as we continue the show. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1, also available on many streaming services. We are talking with members of community organizations that are coming together as they are organizing the annual Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive on Friday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park. Residents are encouraged to visit the ballpark to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey. And as you're sitting there having your turkey dinner, you can think you have helped someone else have theirs. Sam, did you want to add more about the Turkey Drive or Provident Bank's involvement before we talk with Matt Berry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things we talk about all the time is the importance of these community partnerships we have here in the Lehigh Valley. And as we saw the Turkey Drive continue to grow and distribution get a little bit more complex over at the New Bethany Drop-In Center, given logistics and all of that, we said, you know, who else could we work with in the community that could help us make this even more successful and help with some of those logistics? And some brilliant minds over at Provident Bank said, well, we're partnered with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and they have this incredibly, you know, open and spacious parking lot, and maybe they would be someone that we could work with. And over the last several years, we have really, truly turned the Turkey Drive into something bigger and better than we could have imagined, thanks to the Iron Pigs so generously contributing their space to help make the drop-off of turkeys and pickup and distribution of turkeys absolutely seamless.
The Iron Pigs seem to make everything fun, don't
they? Yes,
they
do.
They really do. It's such a blast going to the games, and there's so much opportunities, activities, and this is a really feel-good one, Matt. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, if they haven't already heard about it, and you can I just say, you actually don't have to be a baseball fan to go have a blast at the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. So let's hear a little bit about your organization.
So the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. We are almost here in the Valley for 20 years, which is crazy to believe. It's coming up on 20 years in 2027. So we're always excited to have partnerships like with this event and this turkey drive, and you know, we try to do as much as we can as a community partner, because we know that we rely on this community to make sure they come to our games and have fun at our ballpark and have those experiences when they come to an event that we host. So whatever we can do to give back is what we try to do, and if we can amplify or help or bring new partnerships or utilize our marketing arm that we have to help enhance an event or an initiative like this for our community, we're going to do so.
Matt, I want to hear a little bit about the Iron Pigs charities, but first, don't you have an event that is starting tonight? Is it opening night of Illuminations?
Yeah,
on November 19th.
Yes. This past weekend, we had a great opening of Illumination. We're super excited about it. We have 1.5 million holiday lights at the ballpark, synchronized to music. It's a walkthrough experience. We have a number of characters and attractions, a great holiday menu. So it's like a winter wonderland come to life here in the Lehigh Valley. You know, we coined it as the newest holiday tradition for the Lehigh Valley. That's what we want to do. We want to continue to be a destination of entertainment and fun for families and people that live in the area, to draw more business into the area, especially around the holidays. And then hopefully using events like that to amplify these community initiatives to get more turkeys and you know, have a large-scale toy drive and you know, try to find different ways to partner so that we can continue to build those around us through the holiday season.
So the tradition of the turkey drive and the tradition of illuminations and the tradition of going to the ballpark. Can you talk a little bit about the Iron Pigs charities? Because I think people should be aware that just like Provident Bank Foundation is giving back to the community, and it's particularly to organizations like New Bethany. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the Iron Pigs charities?
Yeah, so Iron Pigs charities, our mission is to provide a recreational and educational opportunities for the youth of the Lehigh Valley. So one of our major functions of what we do is we have two grant processes. One actually deadline just passed. It's for our community grants. So throughout the years, you know, we're funding those educational or recreational opportunities through other nonprofits that are trying to put these different initiatives through. So we try to fund those, and then in the spring we'll do a more of a you know, like a facility upgrade. So if you're trying to build new dugouts at your Little League field, or, you know, it doesn't have to be sports or baseball related at all. You know, we provide a lot of funding for libraries and different things around the valley. So we have those grant processes. We do a number of things to try to raise money and do what we can throughout the season to continue to be able to fund those grants. But that's really our main mission, is to try to provide those opportunities for youth in the Lehigh Valley through Iron Pigs Charities. And that's on top of everything else that we do as the Iron Pigs.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Wonderful organization. Thank you. I want to mention Jandl Companies. Luke Jandl wasn't able to join us today, but the Jandl Companies own and operate Jandl Turkey Farms, Jandl Land Development Company, the club at Twin Lakes, Muslim Springs Golf Club, the Glassburn Inn, Hyatt Place, Allentown, the Wild Turkey, and Westside Grills. And after being acquired by Jandl Companies in 2015, the iconic A-Treat soda brand. The Jandl Companies' roots run deep in the communities of the beautiful Lehigh Valley. Giving back to the causes and needs of the greater community is a core principle of the Jandl family and the Jandl Companies. So we really appreciate their support of the turkey drive as well. Strong, committed leaders in our community do make such a difference in bringing awareness and support to others. So Sam and Mark, do either of you have stories or history to share of how far back this initiative goes? We did talk about that a little bit, but let's see if we have any other stories we want to add. We have a few minutes before our break.
Well, I just wanted to mention to the Jandl's credit, them joining this is a really big deal. Luke called, it might have only been last year. We didn't get our turkeys because we received both money and turkeys, and then we like make a wholesale order for turkeys for money that is collected. And we didn't necessarily go to Jandl for the turkeys. Mm-hmm. And so Luke called last year and started offering nice discounts on the wholesale turkeys. And then in addition to that, asked me for a sponsor sheet for the organization and kind of signed up as he is now our official turkey sponsor. We made up that designation just for him. and then he meets the need for in-kind donations leading up to the amount. So say that it's like $7,500 and that equals like the number of turkeys that we got at the discount, and then he'll make up the balance. And last year he tossed in an additional 100 turkeys just from him personally.
Oh, wow.
And so the Jandl company and also Luke Jandl himself have been very, very generous to both New Bethany and the community in this effort. And now they are our exclusive turkey partner and we don't order from the other people anymore.
That's wonderful. And so I hope that in the second half of the show, we could talk about the various ways people actually can donate. Sure. Because it is a drive up. People can go to the store and buy that turkey and bring it in and drop it off.
That's right.
But there are a number of other ways, because with that quantity of turkeys, it's a gargantuan effort. And so when you can do a cash donation, which I remember years ago, I think I drove up and handed a turkey to Andrea Reed. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, could I just give someone money to go buy the turkey? And you can.
Yes, you can.
So I'm hoping that we will be able to talk about that in the second half of the show. And Sam, maybe you could share some more of your stories, too, if you have some personal stories. And Matt, if you've been in, I know you haven't been at the Iron Pigs for this entire drive, mm-hmm. but you can talk about maybe what happened the first time you were involved and saw it when we come back in the second half of the show. You've been listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY. This is your host, Lori Siebert, and I'm joined in the studio by Mark Riddle from New Bethany, Sam Plotino from Provident Bank Foundation, and Matthew Berry from the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. We appreciate their contributions. We appreciate their support of managing this annual Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive, which again is on Friday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park. Wouldn't it be great if you could say you were involved as well? We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1, also on the WDIY app. This is a pre-recorded show this evening. I am welcoming a number of guests to promote the Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive on Friday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. Residents are encouraged to visit the ballpark to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey. Frozen turkeys will be collected in a refrigerated truck and stored until distribution to area nonprofit agencies. The goal this year, folks, is at least 2,000 turkeys. And so we really want to rally and support these organizations that are taking the initiative to make this happen, prompted by New Bethany, what was Ministries mm-hmm. back then, and now mm-hmm. New Bethany Inc. and Provident Bank, and in memorial to Bob Price, who was really behind this, served on the board of New Bethany and was a prominent leader in Provident Bank in the area. And of course, with the spacious surroundings of Coca-Cola Park. And it's a beautiful park if anyone has not been there before. You know, you just put it into your Google Maps and you can get there very easily. So we are back, and let's talk about, if we can, everyone, we're just going to kind of have open discussion. You can share stories, but let's remind people how they can make these donations. As I said, can they buy them, drop them off? Can they donate money? If they donate money, how do they do that? So who wants to take the lead on that?
Well, I can go ahead and get started. So we jokingly like to say we're like the postal service, that we collect turkeys in the sun, in the rain, in the snow, in the hail. Weather never deters us. There have been years when we've had heaters out there and we are bundled up and just as cold, and maybe colder than the refrigerated trucks themselves. We had a year where the day before there was a crazy snowstorm when I was coming out. I live in New Jersey. When I was coming out here for the drive, there were still cars stranded on the side of 78 the next day, but it was a beautiful day, and we were out there collecting turkeys at the branch. This was before our partnership with the Iron Pigs expanded to what it is. So we make sure to remind folks that the drop-off for your turkey is so quick and simple. You don't even have to get out of your car. You drive up, a volunteer will come to your car, take out the turkey, offer you a nice gift. We have usually a commemorative pot holder that we offer to folks that they can use on Thanksgiving when they're pulling their turkeys out of their oven. Sometimes we have a nice little gift or promo from the Iron Pigs as well as a thank you for donating your turkey. And then you drive off and head back to where you're going. We definitely see an uptick in the hour or so before people start their workday on their lunch breaks, because it is that quick and efficient to just, you know, get your turkey, bring it over to us, and head back on your way. I would, you know, certainly encourage people if they have their turkeys. We have folks who don't need the turkey that they maybe earned shopping at the local grocery store. They got their points. They go there, they pick up their free turkey. They bring it to us. We know some folks maybe can't get out to the Lehigh Valley and have reached out about ways that they could donate money, so that way we can buy the turkeys. And thanks to partnerships with Jandl, New Bethany is able to multiply your donation because we get such a good price on these turkeys. So making a contribution directly to New Bethany is a tremendous way to really make your dollars go further in helping us to purchase and hit that $2,000 turkey mark.
And maybe you'll get more than that. And how do people make that donation through New Bethany, Mark?
You can go to our website, newbethany.org, and there's a great big donate button right there at the top, and that works out pretty well. I mean, you can also, you know, stop by. We're 333 Wyandotte Street, just on the other side of the Hill to Hill Bridge in Bethlehem. You can drop off a check if that's what you wanted to do. But online, there's a lot of options on our website.
So when you go online to do the donate, you can designate that it's for the turkeys?
Yes, there's always a narrative. You just write turkeys. Okay. If you write, and I will say, if you write holiday meals, we do many more things than the turkey. Thanksgiving is like what kicks off the entire season. And we do multiple Thanksgiving meals throughout the Thanksgiving week. The Bethlehem Police come in, for example, and they serve a meal. They provide all of their own food, but then meals that we do that week are special meals. And so we do need to do sometimes like additional purchasing of food, not to mention the sides. So the sides also, when we give out our 300 plus to our families, you don't just get a frozen turkey, you also get the sides. And sometimes if we haven't collected enough donated sides, we do have to purchase those as well. So if you write holiday meals, or you can write turkeys, it definitely will go towards anything during the Thanksgiving holiday season.
Okay, so and Christmas as well, if people have Christmas meals
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, so you
can designate holiday meals. Would that include the turkeys then? If someone wanted to make a donation of, let's say, $200 and said holiday meals, that would help you get
it. It would
go
to turkeys first, and once we have the demand met for turkeys, if there's any left over, then it goes to the rest of the meals.
Okay, this sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
And Matt, now I know that during the season, I think that at the Iron Pigs events, you may have the opportunity to promote this event at some point. I know you have something on your website. Mm-hmm. So what is the website for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs?
Yeah, it's ironpigsbaseball.com. We'll take you to our website, and you can find the information on the turkey drive, a link to New Bethany, so then you can donate there as well.
Okay.
But it's a good place just as a resource if you don't remember the address or you need information on the timing. We have all of that on our website as well.
And okay, then, could you say the website one more time?
IronPigsBaseball.com.
IronPigsBaseball.com. Because people could also then see what other activities you have and get other information about the ongoing activities you have throughout the season and throughout the year, because it's not always just baseball season that you're doing things. So during the season, where are the opportunities that people may have to get introduced to the turkey drive? Do you have it in other literature or do any special promotions?
We do. So we are partners with Jandl as well, just outside of this turkey drive at the ballpark, you can get a giant turkey leg at any of our games and events. So, but what we did with Jandl this year is we did a bobblehead of Garrett Stubbs, a lot of people's favorite Iron Pig player this past year. But he was dressed as a turkey. So he was in a full turkey suit. We called it a gobblehead. And Garrett loved the idea, so he was happy to be a part of it. But we partnered with Jandl on that. And so when we did that giveaway on September 7th, we kind of themed out the day to be more Thanksgiving-esque for what you can do at a baseball game in September. Gave that bobblehead away. And then on the box itself, there was a QR code to where you could donate a turkey you purchase, pre-order, put your pre-order in through Jandl for your holiday turkey, and it would also donate a turkey.
So that's a good reminder, because there may have been a lot of people at the baseball park that got their gobblehead, kept it in the box to keep it in pristine shape, and forgot about the QR code.
People are trying to sell them on eBay the next day, so make sure you check that box if you still have it. You can scan it and get a turkey right now.
So this is the reminder. Scan your QR code on your gobblehead. And that scanning that QR code will go automatically to...
It goes to the Jandl website where you could have pre-ordered, and I believe you could still purchase the turkeys. And I know they'll have some information to link back to this turkey drive as well.
Okay, that's awesome. Sam, what about Provident Bank Foundation? How are they involved in promoting this event as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have actually on the Provident Bank side of our enterprise an employee community engagement program called Commit to Care. And every year we commit a donation of $2,000 toward purchasing frozen turkeys on behalf of the company and our employees. We have lots of volunteer, hands on deck. We try and make our involvement as hands on as possible, from the planning that begins at the Southside Drop-In Center in July with a Thanksgiving in July dinner where we include the Iron Pigs, a couple players, Kurt Landis, the general manager from the Iron Pigs, some of our colleagues from Provident Bank, to start, the planning process, to, bringing actual bodies, helping with the distribution, advertising, helping to secure other community partnerships from other local companies in the area. It's truly, a multifaceted effort. And we encourage others to, think outside the box in ways that they can, engage as well, that in-kind donations and contributions, people providing their time as well as their talent and their treasure to events like this really make them go and take things to the next level.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking as you were talking, we need to talk more about the time, talent, and treasure, because some people might think someone might say, I can't even afford a turkey. But if they understand that that's a need, then they also could donate their time. They could come help with the donations or the distribution, or even, collecting other kinds of foodstuffs for those sides, et cetera. And I've been recently talking to people about adding an extra T to that. So we talk about the time, talent, treasure, and I've added T, talk, meaning we may not be able to take the time to volunteer. We may not be able to have the talent, or think we don't have the talent or the treasure, but we can certainly talk about it and we can tell people. So back to like the gobbleheads, let's talk about it. Hey, did you get one of those? What can we do? You mentioned the police coming in. I nearly started to cry when you said that.
I've been doing that for years.
I mean, if we don't talk about these things and we don't know, then we're missing out on being part of the community and making a difference. I'm going to get emotional. So, Matt, talk for a few minutes. Tell me, Matt, how it was for you the first time you were involved, the first time you saw this happening, where you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I think the first time I was involved, was, hey, we have this turkey drive that we've been involved with, and, being new to the area, new to Iron Pigs Charities, new to the Iron Pigs, it was a good way for me to just kind of learn who's involved and what kind of initiative it was, and building off that every year. It's a fun day at the ballpark, right? Because it starts early. We encourage our staff to bring in turkeys. We let them come in late if they bring in a turkey, just to offer a little incentive.
You let them come in late.
Yeah, they get to come in later that day. They buy a turkey and they get a I think it's an extra half hour in their morning to come in later. So, just small incentives to, we wouldn't even need to incentivize it. Our staff loves to be involved. And then you get Ferris and Fifi involved, our mascots, to come out and be a part of the drop-offs. And, hopefully they don't screw up any of the turkeys in the process. But so it's just a fun event for us to be involved in, and seeing the impact it has had. And being here now for 4 years, my wife and I are embedded in the Lehigh Valley now. We're excited to be a part of it. So we're always looking for opportunities personally outside of the Iron Pigs to be involved in things like this. So, it's great to see so many community partners come together, and then having an option to be a part of that personally and professionally.
It really gives you the feels, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, layering in that fun is actually a really important thing because I'm remembering those early days. And it's pretty stressful on the staff.
Right,
and
right.
Then it's not like, you know, if you're receiving a turkey, you probably also live in we talk about trauma-informed care because people who we serve have a layer of kind of like trauma over them that we try to address. And so none of that is necessarily fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are helping, you know, you feel good about yourself. But actually having Ferris and Fifi there, I remember the first time they came out the first year. And it's a far cry from what we used to do, just trying to like fit the truck onto the street and hope that we get enough turkeys and all of that. So thank you for that. It's a really amazing time.
Well, you have Ferris and Fifi. You're going to have to get like a Tammy turkey or something like that.
I'll leave that to Jandal. I'm sure they have a mascot.
I heard they have a turkey suit.
And Sam, it was nice you mentioned Kurt Landis as well, because boy, oh boy, isn't he a big part of the community, mm-hmm. not just the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. He was just involved with a fundraiser for WDIY. We had WDIY Hollywood Squares, Lehigh Valley Hollywood Squares, and he was amazing. So the community reach of all these organizations is just astounding. And, you know, for our listeners, you know, you can be involved and be part of that as well. Sorry, I'm so emotional today, you guys. This is just how it is. This is me. Folks, we are at our last break. If you can go to the Coca-Cola Park for the Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive on Friday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey. Or you can go to New Bethany's website. And the website again was?
NewBethany.org.
NewBethany.org. And New Bethany is NewBethany.org. See if we can really help them knock it out of the park this year, to use a baseball
love
term.
That one.
Great.
Folks,
great.
We will be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. I've kind of forgotten that we're talking about your financial choices because I just love hearing about these.
Choice to buy a turkey.
Yes. and you have the funds to do it. Communities in action. And each of these organizations is a community in and of itself. And we as individuals listening, participating, observing, let's not be observers. Let's be actionable and participate as well. There's so many organizations, so many other community partners. Sam, it goes beyond just Provident Bank, New Bethany, Jandal Farms, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. We have a lot of other community support as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. I think one of my favorite memories was the first time we got a huge turkey delivery from Bebron. They offer an incredible opportunity to purchase on behalf of the company for their employees a turkey. And if employees choose not to accept that turkey, they have the opportunity to donate it. And they donate it to this frozen turkey drive. And I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago now was their first big donation. And all of a sudden, they show up with a truck. And they opened the truck, and there was something like 250 Jeez. Frozen turkeys in there that came from, first of all, an incredible company that clearly cares about their employees enough to even offer them this opportunity should they find themselves in need. But that the employees themselves said, thank you very much. I would rather this go to a family here in the Lehigh Valley who couldn't otherwise afford a turkey or to have a turkey on their table that year. And they have done it and continue to do it every year since. And that is just probably the story that makes me most emotional thinking about it, was just opening that truck and seeing literal pallets of turkeys.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, I remember we actually changed the day of the turkey drive because of this, because we would always do on Thursday. And
yes.
They're like, well, if you wait until Friday, we can do this deal with the employees. And we changed the entire thing just for them.
Yep.
Mark, can you talk a little bit about witnessing the reaction when you're delivering those meals, delivering those turkeys? Can you tell us some of those? Because we do forget that side of it.
Yeah.
You know, we feel good.
Yes.
They feel good.
Yes.
For, you know, for moments sometimes. You know, this is an ongoing struggle all year long for these people.
Yeah, for New Bethany, we do have some minor storage facilities for our 200 to 300 turkeys that we do. And then we distribute, this happens on a Friday, it's on the 21st, but then on the following Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we distribute the Thanksgiving sides, which are assorted by volunteers, kind of put together. You have your stuffed, or your, what is it called, boxed stuffing, that's what I'm trying to say, and then your, you know, canned beans and corn and sweet potatoes and yams. And we'll give one pack of sides, and it is a lineup all the way down the sidewalk of West 4th of probably 100 people a day, all at the same time. And that is a sight. My office used to overlook the sidewalk of West 4th. And so it's just like, while I'm doing the things that I must be doing up in the office, I'm always like looking outside and kind of see that. And it is something. And it's people who are not necessarily people who are coming to the kitchen every day, but people who need that extra boost during Thanksgiving itself. And then I will say, at the Iron Pigs, you know, the remaining 1,700 turkeys minus the 300, those go to, not directly to the families at the Iron Pig Stadium. So instead, we have other nonprofit organizations and school groups who will come in with a representative and like a van of some kind and pick up their share. And that's completely pre-ordered. And I've seen tears from those people. So it may not be the family themselves who's picking it up, but it's sort of saying, there's one organization in Allentown, for example, they do at least 500 turkeys every year. Mm. And they make multiple trips back and forth in their pickup truck. I'll name the organization, it's called the Ortiz Arc Foundation. And they're one of our larger, giveaway organizations. They send pictures. They'll do the distribution that evening on the 21st. They'll do it in Allentown, and it wraps around their entire building at least once. Mm. The people who are waiting on this, and people waiting while the pickup truck is coming back to the Iron Pigs to get it, and then go back again. And so when we say this is like live action, families have the turkey by that evening, it really is that way. And so to see other, even as a nonprofit organization, to see other nonprofit organizations just like so grateful for this. If I have time, I'll add just one more quick thing. We have added in a couple of organizations this year who typically buy their own turkeys, and due to the cost of groceries this year. And also, if we remember, we had a bird flu earlier in the year, and there have been some issues.
Yeah.
I actually don't think it impacted Jandal, but it did impact a couple of the other turkey suppliers. And so I've had some organizations who usually purchase wholesale, and because of the cost, have come to us to say, you know, could we get 100 from you? Is that okay? We're like, yeah, you know, it's 2,000, so we can probably put you on the list for 100. And so because of the cost of living going up this year and the bird flu issue this year, too, we've noticed that because we do it in such a mass quantity and because of all the partners who are involved, we're able to actually bring down that price for our local providers.
So those extra turkeys can be coordinated through New Bethany, even though other nonprofit organizations are also benefiting.
So if you're working with a nonprofit organization or a community group or a school group and you want turkeys, you can call New Bethany and get on the list. I will say nearly all of the turkeys are already accounted for.
Okay.
So just be willing to, it's not a guarantee, but please call us because we'll keep you on the list for next year and that kind of thing.
So your goal this year is 2,000?
2,000.
Okay. Are we going to meet it?
Oh, we're going to exceed it.
I love
Definitely.
That. the group is cheering, just like at Iron Pigs game when they, you know, hit the ball out of the park. Everybody's cheering. So what other stories do we have? Do we have any other stories that we'd like to share?
Well, I just also want to, you know, say thank you to the greater Lehigh Valley community because, you know, we do have folks, as we mentioned, offering their time, their talent, their treasure. But talk, as you mentioned, has been tremendous. We are seeing on Facebook groups people talking about the frozen turkey drive. We have, you know, the Iron Pigs offering these, you know, co-branded opportunities where they're talking about it. Obviously, New Bethany's getting the word out there. But the more that we have people talking about the turkey drive, the greater opportunities we have to really step up for our community members. I was chatting with one of my colleagues and one of my really dear friends about, you know, what she loves about the turkey drive. And she said it's truly one of her biggest sources of pride, having grown up in the Lehigh Valley, to see community members coming out and supporting their neighbors, and doing so in such a big and meaningful way at a time of year that should be happy and fulfilling for everybody. So thank you to the Lehigh Valley for being so wonderful.
Well, I know that I see posts on LinkedIn as well. May I mention my good friend's name, Andrea Reed, who is a big promoter of the Turkey Drive as well, and why you're all here today. So I want to thank her for bringing you all here. What do you see going forward? So we have 2,000 this year. What do we do to promote and increase for next year? Does Iron Pigs have any plans?
I mean, I think there's this can continue to grow year in and year out. I mean, the more partners that we have that haven't, you know, maybe aren't even aware of it, and you know, that's on our marketing side to continue to reach out to our season ticket holders and our fans. You know, shameless plug, we had the number one attendance in minor league baseball for
Yay.
The third year straight this year, but
who wouldn't want to go?
Correct. But with that comes a lot of responsibility, because we have a lot of people that are interested in our product and what we do. And so that's where, if we can share this message with them and get them involved, this can grow exponentially every year.
Yeah, because the need continues to grow. Yeah,
that's very true.
So
yes.
the ask in years past, Mark, has you said you provide 300. Is that typical, or have you seen additional?
That's who New Bethany started. We put a sign-up list, and it usually ends up being around 300. Those are people who use our food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
I think by now we just have community members who know that we do the sign-up, and they are today coming by and just kind of writing their name down and getting themselves on the list. And the great thing about this drive is that, you know, we might see more people. You know, it's been mm-hmm. 300, but it might be more. And if it is more, we have the 2,000 that we can draw from, so mm-hmm. That ends up being really nice. But
that added benefit of other organizations in the community being
yes.
able to help feed their local.
I think it's really important in the nonprofit sector for us to just stop the language of competition between mm-hmm. other nonprofits. We're all in this together. We all have our specific missions and geographies, and I really, when I look across the Lehigh Valley and the nonprofit sector, there's very little duplication. We are all working to serve the entire community, and so this is just one way that we can support each other,
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's a really important touch point.
I want to go over that again then. How do we support? We can support through time, talent, talking, treasure, and the treasure part, they can go to
newbethany.org
and
you
make a donation.
You can click donate. You can, and I would just like either write turkey or, like I said, holiday meals in the text box, and we'll make sure that is food that goes to people during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't remember newbethany.org, they can go to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs website, which is
ironpigsbaseball.com, even longer. So remember New Bethany first.
ironpigsbaseball.com, but there's other information available
yes.
there as well for people. And Sam, Provident Bank, very involved. Do you have information on your website? Does Provident Bank Foundation have their own website?
We do, yes. So the Provident Bank Foundation's website is theprovidentbankfoundation.org. Don't forget the it is in there. And then we also have established a Turkey Drive website through the bank called lvturkeydrive.com, lvturkeydrive.com, and that's where you can find out some more information about the Turkey Drive as well.
Okay, and we also want to, even though Luke Jandel wasn't available to join us today, we do want to thank Jandel Companies as well for this opportunity, for
tremendous
this offer.
Thank you to them.
For this offer to partner with you, to help with the pricing of those turkeys, you know, all the rest of the stuff that they do in the community. So, folks, let's go over the logistics one more time. We still have a minute or so. The organizations partnering with the annual Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive, we have New Bethany, Inc., Provident Bank Foundation, Jandal Farms, and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and it's the annual Bob Price Memorial Turkey Drive, named after Bob Price, a leader in our community and a leader at Provident Bank, who passed away years ago but served on the board of New Bethany. And we thank him for his memory. And, you know, anyone who knew Bob, you could also do the turkeys in his honor. That would be really cool. And that could be a cool little thing to add in honor of Bob Price on
yes.
on the website. They could put maybe make a note.
Absolutely.
You call it? The meals? You could say
holiday meals.
Holiday meals. Yes. So that is Friday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. Residents are encouraged to visit the ballpark to donate a 10 to 12 pound frozen turkey, and they will be stored in a refrigerated truck and distributed later in the day. If you're not able to do that, they make it very, very easy by going to newbethany.org and click donate and designate for the turkeys or the holiday meal packs. I want to thank Mark Riddle, Executive Director of New Bethany, for being here. Matt Berry, thank you for being here from the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Sam Plotina from Provident Bank Foundation, and Andrea Reed for putting this all together. Next week, we are going to have a pre-recorded show as well for Thanksgiving Eve. I do take off the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.